Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Marty Shalek, who is a retailer outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, sir.
I appreciate you being with us today. I wanted to talk to you because you and I believe one thing in common. As a retailer, you understand that flooring is a design business. I wanted to talk to you about a recent event you had that I guess puts credence behind that. You recently had a couple of talented people from Mohawk. I think you had Vicki Gilstrap, who is the Mohawk VP of Color and Design, and you had Tanya Nyack, who is the designer of HGTV's Design to Sell, at your location. You brought designers in. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That is correct. Yes, sir. This actually started in December of last year when we met Tanya Nyack at our Floorscapes convention and felt it would be a good fit to have her come up to our facility and not only talk about the new Mohawk Custom Weave program, but more specifically to showcase what we can do to our designers. And I am a firm believer that floor covering business is a fashion industry, no doubt about it. So with that, we had Vicki Gilstrap, like you said, VP of Color and Design for Mohawk, come up, and we set it up on a Tuesday evening, and we had her do a formal 45-minute presentation on color, style, and trend forecast, which was great. And then after that, we came back out onto the showroom floor, and I introduced Tanya Nyack, and she did a short presentation on the Mohawk Custom Weave Boutique. And then after that, we just turned it loose for one-on-ones with Vicki and with Tanya, with all of our designers. We do a fair amount of designer business the way it is, but we felt that this would be a great opportunity to showcase what we do because we are a full-service shop. We also wanted to generate a little bit more designer business.
And how did you get – now, let's be clear too, to the listeners, because in the flooring business, there's the different kinds of designers, but we're talking about interior designers that focus on the residential market, right?
That is correct, yes. We are a member of ASID ourselves, and we targeted their listing of residential designers and invited them, sent out invitations to them to RSVP to our free event. We had it catered. We had great food, wine and cheese, what have you. But, yes, we targeted the residential designers, and our local ASID posted it on their website as well, our event, and we had quite a good turnout.
Well, that's good. I was going to ask you about that. So you did direct mailings, invitations, and you had ASID promoted on their website. Roughly how many designers came?
We had about 35 or so in the building.
Okay, fantastic. And since this has happened, because I believe this was 2 or 3 weeks ago, have you felt any, I guess, attention from these designers or maybe an uptick in business from this yet?
A little bit. We are following up with them with a letter, of course. What we also did was we put a little package together for them with some trinkets from our company, coffee cup and pan and what have you, but also a little flyer about our company, what we do, and a little flyer geared basically to them that we can put together any type of package that the interior designer would want to see for them to use our showroom, be it in the form of rebates or something like that.
So this is the first time you've really done something like this toward designers, isn't it?
That is correct, yes. I said we have a pretty good designer base, but we felt we could increase that with this. And we were very pleased with the event and very pleased with how it turned out.
Yeah. All right, so there's a couple things you're doing there. One was you were, you know, helping them, or I guess communicating to them that you are, in fact, a place to come to for design-oriented flooring. But you also were rolling out, I guess, your boutique, your custom weave boutique. Is that right?
That is correct. The new Custom Weave Boutique, which basically was a retrofit to a couple of displays that we had within our showroom itself.
Okay.
And it really shows, it kind of makes a little bit of a showroom inside of our showroom. It's just a really neat area, very intimate area, very high-end looking, and it's generating a lot of attention on our showroom floor, no doubt.
Now, I should have said this when we started out. You are a one-store logo. I mean, you're the owner of one store, but you actually do some pretty good volume through one store.
Well, we like to think so. We have been in business almost 30 years, and, yes, we are a one-store location. We have 15,000 square feet where we are. We're going to take some additional square footage here to actually do some rearranging within our showroom. I feel that if you don't change, you get left behind, so we consistently try to change. But then we also have a 18,000 square foot warehouse and training facility, which is a few miles down the road from us.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we did a best practices on you, so I have a stat sheet on you. And your revenue's double digits in the millions. You have 40 employees. And like I said, you're out right outside of Milwaukee in a community called, what is it?
Menominee Falls.
Menominee. I didn't want to butcher that.
No, that's fine. We service southeastern Wisconsin. We are in a suburb. Menominee Falls is about 35,000 people, but the Milwaukee metropolitan area, we service that entire area. We started the business on the outside, going after the builder and commercial business, and now we are, of course, we still maintain that part of the business as well, but we also have the retail side of it, commercial arm, and apartment rehab.
Okay. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, this Mohawk Custom Weave boutique, the way they've rolled this out, it's mostly nylon. And so Mohawk finds itself in a position where with these Fourth Cape dealers, it's got a beautiful collection of nylon products. But it also has, as we've talked about before, this Smart Strand, which is the Trixta product. How do your salespeople on the retail floor, how do they know when to position Trixta and when to position nylon, and how do they differentiate the two?
That's a good question. You're right. The Custom Weave Boutique is predominantly Stainmaster and wear-dated products within that line. And we still have a lot of consumers coming in asking for DuPont Stainmaster.
Right.
Really, everybody knows that DuPont doesn't own Stainmaster anymore. But yeah. So we show them those products. But I'll be quite honest with you, the Smart Strand products have taken over our floor quite a bit because people like the product. It's soft. It performs well. We actually have two pieces of it on our showroom floor itself. And our salespeople have gotten behind it, too, because they feel very confident in the product itself.
So, again, how does the salesperson know whether to, when somebody's coming in and they want to buy carpet but don't really know which carpet's right for them, how do they know which one to position at what time?
Well, we share them with them the features and benefits of all the products, the Stainmasters, the Wear Dated, and the Smart Strands. We find it just interesting that the consumer itself likes the softness of the carpet of the Smart Strand product, and I also know that Stainmaster and Wear Data have their versions of softer yarn fibers as well too. It's realistically, we just leave it up to the consumer. They ask our expertise and our opinion, of course, but the consumer makes that decision. They hopefully make the right selection for the right application. Our goal is to make sure that they get the right product and the right application so that it performs and gives them what they're looking for many years, so that we have that customer for life, create that raving fan.
Well, I mean, they're similar price points, but the Trixta fiber does have, I guess, the green story. Is the consumer tuned into the green story up in Wisconsin?
Somewhat. I don't know if that's that big of a deal, to be quite honest with you. It's more... We also realize that the DuPont Smart Strand products, face weight wise, price wise, are not quite the same as the Stainmaster products are. Typically, they're a little bit more dollars for less ounce weight, but the bulk of the yarn and the way it's finished gives it a unique look and unique feel. And the green story isn't that big of a deal. Today's customer, they just know what they like, and I mean, we're in a fashion industry, and the people like that, and they feel that it's a new fiber and exciting and something. I mean, we're glad to have it on the floor because, let's face it, realistically, since Stainmaster came out years ago, we have not had any really new introductions into our industry for a number of years.
Yeah. So if you just, and the last question on this, but if you looked at your volume, since especially now, and maybe it's too soon since you just now have this new Custom Wing boutique, but are you selling about the same amount of Smart Strand as you are nylon, or how's that working?
I would say so. It's probably about 50-50 right now. We are right now in the midst of the Mohawk Custom Weave Grand Opening Month, with our advertising just really getting cranked up, and that runs through the 27th of this month. Nylon is still... Wisconsin is an interesting market. We are very conservative up here. We still sell a lot of vinyl floor. You'd be surprised how much vinyl we install on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And people are, they know what they like. If they come in looking for a nylon, they're going to buy a nylon. And it's just, we're kind of old school up here and very conservative.
All right. One last question, and then we got to go. I was going to ask you, just overall, looking at the economy and the market, how are you seeing traffic up there? Is it you starting to see a little bit of a pickup, or has it been about flat since, say, middle of last year?
be quite honest with you, our traffic is very similar this year to what we had last year, within 1 or 2%.
Right.
But what we're finding is that the consumer is shopping more, and we have to make sure that we are, our salespeople have to be on the ball out on the sales floor, because they're not order takers anymore. They actually have to, I tell everybody out on the floor that we have to give the consumer a reason to purchase flooring from us and not one of our competitors.
Well, I got to tell you, Marty, it sounds like you're doing a lot of the right things. You're getting the designer involved, and I mean, even the fact that you can even tell me off the cuff how your traffic relates to last year means you're watching your traffic and you're closely monitoring what's going on. So we're impressed. We continue to be impressed. That's one of the reasons we did you as a best practices last year. So if any of the listeners do want to find out more about Malkin's Carpets, you could go back to the Floor Focus August-September 2008 issue, and we actually featured your store. But again, Marty, appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Marty Shalick, who is the owner of Malkin's Carpets, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.